wrong. Sweet shoes, my baby blues. You were never fleet of foot. Hippie, all the pathos you can keep for the children in the street, for the vision I've had. Completely. All the pretty birds have flown. Now I'm dancing on my own. I'm the king of rock and roll. Completely. And I'm up from sweet shoes, my baby blues.
Video for that song was very good. Paddy McAloon, he's cleaner than clean, you know that. Apparently he doesn't smoke, drink or do anything whatsoever. But lo and behold, in the video for that song, the people who were shooting it actually played a bit of a trick on him. What they did was, he's supposed to be holding a cigarette, not smoking it, okay? And what they did was, they swapped it for a marijuana joint. Paddy found that a little bit later and he was not at all impressed. In fact, he kicked up one hell of a bit of war, that's for sure. Got the most boring man in Europe on the way, but for some strange reason, he is immensely popular. It's Morrissey, ex of the Smiths, and his current song, Every Day's Like Sunday.
Thank you. doing business without advertising is like winking at a girl in the dark. You know what you're doing, but does anybody else? Advertising with Radio Vera automatically becomes everybody's business. To advertise with Radio Vera, it's just a phone call away. Ring us today on 44739, and our guarantee is your business is no longer a secret.
Try something that's magic.
Good evening, now 7 o'clock.
24 hours a day. This is Radio Vera.
Radio Vera news headlines. The European Court in Luxembourg has ruled that Ireland was in breach of European law until the last budget by not imposing VAT on electricity used by business and industry. However, the ruling will have no effect because the government put VAT on electricity in the last budget. The court also ruled that Britain must now put VAT on a range of goods and services supplied to industry. Ireland has been allowed to ban the import of shirts and trousers from Hong Kong. More than 80,000 of these have been brought into the country so far this year, reducing home production. The European Community has allowed the ban, which will last until the end of October, because Hong Kong exceeded agreed export limits. The former SDLP General Secretary Eamon Hannan has said that many SDLP members now wish to see an end to talks between John Hume and Sinn Féin. Mr. Hannan was speaking on Radio na Gaeltachta today. He said that there was insufficient discussion in the party before the talks with Sinn Féin, and it now appeared that they were serving no useful purpose. Gibraltar's coroner has announced that he will hold a hearing on the killing of the three IRA members by British soldiers on July the 4th. The open court hearing will deal with states and procedures for the inquest into the deaths of Danny McCann, Sean Savage and Mairead Farrell. At least 10 people were killed in a bomb explosion in a busy street in the North Indian city of Amritsar today. Police say 6 people were critically injured. The final death toll is expected to be higher. That's the news on Radio Vera. I'll be back with more news on the hour.
And let's take a very quick look at today's weather. Tonight's going to be rather mild. The temperature is roughly 8 to 9 degrees Celsius. Not as warm as of late, although the forecast is for it to be generally overcast tonight with the chance of 1 or 2 showers. Tomorrow should be a bit of a better day, starting dull and overcast, but some bright spells later in the afternoon.
Thank you.
Andrew Golan, Graham Coleman together, hit from last year called Bridge to Your Heart for Wax. Tell you what, they've seen and done it all. You know that as members of 10cc, they've both had highly successful solo careers, although probably Andrew Golan was the major star of the two. But they got back together again, both members of 10cc, as I said before, and formed Wax. Very, very good group. As I said, seen and done it all, as has Belinda Carlisle. She's been a long-time member of the American band The Go-Go's. All girls, all very good-looking, and now defunct because they didn't have too much success in the European and English market. She's put it to rights in a solo career, and here's her current hit.
Sun down all around, walking through the summer sand. Waves crash, baby, don't look back. I won't walk away again. Oh, baby, anywhere you go, we are bound together. I begin, baby, where you end, some things are forever. Circle in the sand, round and round, never ending love is what we found. And you complete the heart of me. In the salty air, day breaks, my heart aches. I will wait for you right here.
I don't know no shame.
Sinead O'Connor, Irish lassie, who sort of lacks hair but got lots and lots of talent. Big UK hit, that could well do it in America too, called Mandinka. Actually, you know, she's becoming so famous in that. Apparently, she was held up for a couple of hours in O'Connell Street, Dublin, Monday, just to sign autographs. Quite amazing. And interestingly enough, in one of today's papers, there's an interesting article all about autographs. Apparently, they could be worth a lot of money, particularly photographs, you know, signed photographs by the stars. Now, a list of some of the most valuable include Marilyn Monroe. A signed photo belonged to her, cost £2,000. It's been auctioned. Jimi Hendrix is on there, amazing enough, for £600. He's got the most expensive of all the rock stars, although you must remember, depending on the number that they signed and the number available at any time, it's going to sort of charge the amount of money you're going to have to pay. Elvis Presley would cost you £500. It would cost you £400 for a John Lennon autograph, £200 for a Michael Jackson, and also on there somewhere is Rick Astley. But unfortunately, he's not worth a lot at the moment. If you've got an autographed photo of Rick Astley, don't do away with it. In a few years' time, it could well be worth money. But at today's present current market value, it's worth £5.
If there's anything you need, all you have to do is say, don't you satisfy everything in me? We shouldn't waste a single day.
I want you for the rest of my life.
a good run of success from the one LP, three good singles, the album's charted all over the world. He's becoming really big in America. Apparently, over there they think he's going to become the sort of one of the biggest solo stars since Elvis, you know, which is quite amazing as far as I'm concerned. But they reckon he could become very, very big and maybe even take over from George Michael as being the number one British male soul star in America, if you know what I mean. Now, 20 minutes ago, speaking to a lady who wanted to hear Madonna's Causing a Commotion. Unfortunately, haven't able to find it just at the moment, so I'm going to play this one for you instead. Here's Tiffany, the old Beatles song, I Saw Him Standing There. With a remake of the old Beatle classic. They had it back in 63. 25 years on, Tiffany has that back in the charts. Number 8, I think, this week in the UK. 21 minutes after 7. Hi to Linda Roach in Woodlawn Park from a secret admirer.
Take care of you. Letting go was the hardest part.
Madonna helped to write that song, a huge American hit for Marilyn Martin. You might remember she had the ballad Separate Lives of Phil Collins. And don't forget, that's gone the way. Shortly after 8, we'll be playing Separate Lives then. Also must remind you, about 3 minutes away from now, we'll be having our first round of rock trivia. Get your thinking caps on, be forewarned. We've got our 5 rather easy questions on the way. Now then, got some people to say hello to. They're all in Balmacurra and all in love tonight. Hi to Vivian Roach and Brian Begley. Hi also to Ruth Roach and Jerry Brown. Here's Matt Bianco, and don't blame it on that girl.
Little girl, big dreams, read it in her magazine. But that girl, lustful life, beauty trip, she said out with all her tricks. But that girl, on pretty face with that girl. Used it for every need. Guilty on the first degree was that girl. In this world, nobody can blame. You got to stake your claim. Make it your aim. Don't blame it on that girl.
Big hello to Vivian Roach and Brian Begley, and hi to Ruth Roach and Jerry Brown there in Balmacurra tonight. Good evening to you. Trust you're enjoying the show and the good weather, which seems to have picked up since I came on the air. Nice sunny spells out there, but the weather word for the remainder of tonight and also for tomorrow: becoming overcast later tonight with a chance of some drizzle. Quite mild, with temperatures in the region of 8 to 9 degrees Celsius. The outlook for tomorrow is for a dull start to the day, becoming brighter as the day progresses.
Are you a shoe girl? Then step up to Macman's, because shoes are in. Flat shoes, beach shoes, fashion shoes, work shoes, bow shoes. Macman's have more shoes in all the new summer colors at prices to suit every girl. Check out the Young Fashion Shoe Department at Macman's, O'Connell Street, Limerick, and be in to win 2 tickets to the Michael Jackson gig in Cork. Got the blues trying to find shoes? Go to Macman's.
Because if anyone can, Macca can.
Macman's can.
Macca can. Macca can. Macca can.
call to Cheers at the Desmond Arms in Catherine Street, Limerick. Cheers, open nightly from 9 p.m. till 8, is Limerick's hottest night spot. Don't forget, Monday night is 60s night at Cheers, and now open Thursday through Sunday, the all-new Cheers nightclub. That's Cheers, overhead the Desmond Arms in Catherine Street, Limerick.
Best in music,
Radio Vera.
Must remind you, please get those thinking caps well and truly on top of those heads, right? Because in just about 3 minutes' time, we'll be giving you five questions as part of our first round of rock trivia. That's all to come right now, though. Here's Sunita. Let's cross our broken hearts, shall we?
It looks like I was a fool.
Suss out the answers to these five questions before 8 o'clock, okay? Remember, only for fun, nothing to give away, so here we go. Question number one. To who is Chrissie Hynde of the Pretenders married to? Another famous rock star. Can you tell me who he is? Question two. Graceland, the name of the Paul Simon LP, also happens to be a mansion where a now-deceased rock star used to live. Can you tell me his name? Question three. She was causing a commotion in 1987. Who is she? Question four. True or false? Throwing It All Away and Into Deep were hits for Phil Collins. And finally, question five. Can you tell me the name of the hit round about the time of the Band-Aid thing for Mick Jagger and David Bowie? There's the questions. Have you got the answers? Got 20 minutes to work them out.
Sometimes life can make you crazy. It can really put your body to the test. You try so hard to make sure everything goes right, and you find you've only wound up with a mess. It's a common situation. Even though you feel abandoned and alone, you ain't the first to experience a hurt, so don't panic when you hit the danger zone. What you need's a little change of heart.
Change of heart.
Look at this thing.
I'll bring you down. It's a wonder you can make it through the day. Well, you can't sleep, 'cause your problems are too deep, and there's always something getting in the way. And when you turn on the evening news, mass confusion is the only thing you'll see. Well, there's no question that we need a new direction, 'cause we all could use a peace and harmony. You're welcome.